The U.S. Olympic Committee has declared itself pleased with the new version of the plan for Boston to host the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. But coming out of its meeting with Boston organizers in California, it also said again that public support for the Games needs to increase, and soon. Some of that support will likely hinge on how Bostonians feel about all the new development that will come with and after the Olympics. Organizers say the Games will shape Boston's future by improving transportation and building new neighborhoods. To help us understand how this could shape the city, we spoke with David Anderson, project manager at the Boston architectural firm of Miller Dyer Spears, which claims schools and hospitals among its major Boston area projects. We asked him about the potential legacy the Games might leave Boston.
I appreciate that there is a sense of the process. So it's identifying elements of the lasting legacy at different points of time. So not just saying that 2024 is the end result, but also that there is something that follows after and that what follows after is part of a process.
The two most significant developments in the plan are certainly Wedette Circle near South Boston, which would host the Olympic Stadium, and Columbia Point, which would house the Athletes Village. Boston 2024 says both of those areas will then be turned into new neighborhoods after the Games. I'm wondering if you feel that these new neighborhoods, at least as they are envisioned now, fit into the city's landscape.
Well, I think in regard to Wedette Circle, what's called the Midtown District, I think there's a great benefit in offering connections between the South End neighborhood and the South Boston neighborhood, which is a tenuous connection currently at best. I do worry about a neighborhood which is comprised of, you know, just a certain type of housing, and, you know, I don't want it to be just young workforce housing. We need that too in the city, but we need places for people to live who can have children and then send them to school. I think the Columbia Point project or location is certainly beneficial to UMass Boston. I think that connects Dorchester and South Boston in a way that hasn't existed before. I think it's generally positive.
How does the Olympic neighborhood plan fit in with Olmsted's vision for the Emerald Necklace around Boston? Does it maintain it? Does it complete it? Does it disrupt it?
I think if anything, it strengthens it and what's already there and completes the part that was never built. The potential of connecting Dorchester with the waterfront was an important link that was never completed. And I think this does it not only in terms of landscape and movement, but conceptually.
You were in Boston during the Big Dig project. Is there a lesson for the Olympics in that project, in addition to trying to stay on time and stay on budget, which the Big Dig, of course, didn't do either of those?
No, it didn't. And I think part of that is largely because the scope of the project changed dramatically from its early inception to what it ended up being in the end. But also for all of the tremendous cost overruns, we got to the end of that project and, you know, a few percent of the cost was cut out because it was, you know, everyone's eyes were rolling around in their heads at the cost. And what we took out was the finishes of the tunnel, the lighting in the tunnel, some of the safety of the tunnel. You know, I just don't think that, you know, that last percent is what you see with your eyes and, what you walk around and touch. I mean, that's the legacy of that project. You know, good design and implementation, it's not a sauce that you ladle over a project at the end. It really has to be baked into the planning, and it has to be maintained over time, over the long term.
If the Olympic bid doesn't go through, do you see parts of the Boston 2024 plan that should be preserved in terms of neighborhood development?
Absolutely. All of the planning and advocacy for the improvement in the MBTA and moving people around pedestrians or bicycle infrastructure, the entire vision of the compact games is absolutely appropriate because it matches what our city already is.
I'm wondering about one other thing, if I might close with it. Are you concerned that the Olympic project in the development plan for after the Olympic project will suck all the development money out of the city, all aimed at some very narrow areas in the city connected with the Olympics, and leaving not much development money, if any, for other neighborhoods around the city?
Well, I think there will still be development money because Boston has so much going on as a sort of an ongoing international center of commerce and education. But I do have concerns that, you know, our eye will be taken off the ball, if you will. Projects like the Beacon Yards may lose some of their luster relative to some of the glossier Olympic projects. And I think we need to finish those things, and they need to be ongoing efforts. It's what we as a city of our caliber need to be doing all the time, whether there's an Olympics on the horizon or not.
David Anderson, project manager at the Boston firm of Miller Dyer Spears. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
My pleasure.